Hey, you're back. I got home a few hours ago. Yeah, I got off work early. It was a slow night. I texted you to tell you. You didn't see my texts. I was worried. Well, yeah. It isn't like you to not respond to my texts. So, when you don't, I kind of assume that something bad happened. But you look fine. No broken bones. You're not bleeding out. That would have been nice to know earlier, but. Yeah, I'm mad. What were you thinking, not texting me back? I was worried that something happened to you, and then I go on Instagram and see Kaylee's story and see that you two were together. Do you know what that's like? To think that maybe you were in a car accident or got hit by a meteor, only to find out that you were with Kaylee the entire time? Your phone died. Okay. I've heard that one before. No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I believe you. No, you don't need to prove it to me, okay? I believe you. But you were with Kaylee. It kind of sucks that I wasn't invited. I know you thought I was working, but I wish you'd at least told me that you were with her. I feel like this isn't even the first time. I know you don't mean to, but I feel like you guys always leave me out. But I get it, you've been friends for a long time, way longer than I've been friends with you guys. But still, I'm your girlfriend. And she's one of my best friends. I don't know, it just really rubs me the wrong way that neither of you told me that you guys were hanging out. I know that you and I had plans tonight, and I got called into work. You know, maybe I shouldn't have picked up that extra shift. But I got out of work early, and so that's why I was texting you. I wanted to hang out. But apparently, the second that I'm not available, you go hang out with Kaylee. Can't you see how that makes me feel? I mean, can you just acknowledge that I have a right to be annoyed? Okay, thank you. That's all I needed to hear. Yeah, I know nothing happened. I know. I believe you. Yeah, I know you guys have been friends for forever. See, but it's one of the reasons it bothers me so much. I mean, yeah, in a way, it's comforting to know that she's like a sister to you, but it's also really hard to know that, like, she knows you so much better than I do in a lot of ways. I feel like I can't compete with that. She met you first, and I feel like I'll always be playing catch up. Like, I'm one step behind her, and she'll always know you more than I do, and that's so, I don't know. And I can't talk to her about this because I don't want to mess up our friendship. What are you doing? Stop. Stop. You can't kiss me and make everything okay. I'm still mad at you. You're making me even more mad at you by making me not as mad at you. Because I really want to be mad at you. I'm serious. Hey, wait, can we just... I just feel like I still need to... I don't know, get it out of my system. I still... It looked like you were having a really good time with her. In the video she posted on Instagram... Yeah, you were laughing and smiling at her, and I can't even think about it. Do you want me to show you the video? It looks like it was taken right out of a rom-com or something. I'm serious. Well, yeah, to be honest, I would have preferred if you were having a terrible time. I don't know, I guess one of the frustrating parts is I don't want to be one of those girlfriends that hates when you have fun without me. Like, that's so lame. But I feel like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like she likes you. Well, of course you'd say that. You're the oblivious best friend that has no idea. I've seen this play out in, like, every movie ever. You two are the best friends that are destined to be together, and then I'm the antagonist girlfriend that's standing in the way. What are you doing? I don't want to feel like this anymore. Okay, if you don't want me to feel like this either, then do something. I don't know. Charge your phone, maybe? That would be a good first step. I was really worried. And that's only half of it. Like, I spent half the evening convinced that you were lying in a ditch somewhere. And then I spent the other half of the evening hurt and jealous. And I hate feeling jealous. I hate it so much. I don't know. I don't want to be a jealous girlfriend, but I feel like I am. Yeah, but this isn't the first time that I've felt jealous. No, it's not. I mean, it's the first time that I've told you that I feel jealous, but there have been many, many, many other times where I felt jealous and I didn't tell you because I was afraid of, I don't know. Yeah, no, I know. It's not your fault. Hey, I know that I can talk to you. I know that. And I know that I should tell you how I feel, because that's the healthy thing to do. But I don't want you to think of me as, like, someone who doesn't trust you. Because I do trust you. I really do. I just don't know if I trust the rest of the world. Okay, like, this feels so stupid to say out loud, but okay, there are times where, I don't know, I'll catch a girl staring at you or whatever, and it makes me feel insecure. And then I hate it for making me feel insecure, because I shouldn't let stuff like that make me feel insecure. And so I get mad at myself, and then I get a little bit mad at you. And that's not fair, because you didn't do anything wrong by being attractive. It's not your fault. And so, it's just, I don't know, I just wish that I could stop feeling this way. And really, you're sorry. Okay. I'm sorry too. For being jealous. It's cute, really. Okay. I don't buy that. Feels so good to be in your arms again. I'm not gonna take on any extra shifts for like the next few days, because I miss you and I want to spend more time with you. Do you think that we can just... Do you think it can just be us for now? Like, can we just hang out, the two of us, without inviting other people? I just really miss our alone time. Okay. What'd you just say? Oh, you're gonna make it up to me, okay? How do you plan on doing that? I think that's for you to figure out. I want you all to...